Pope Benedict XVI received the Prime Minister of Montenegro on Friday, Igor Luksic. Kelsey Brennan Wessels reports.
Formerly a part of the communist conglomerate state of Yugoslavia, Montenegro is small in both size and population, with just over 600,000 people living in the country that has a small stretch of coastline on the Adriatic Sea. Montenegro also has a rich and colorful history going back to the 9th century and its origins as a vassal state of the Byzantine Empire. At present, Montenegro is a candidate for both EU and NATO membership. On Friday, Montenegro's prime minister signed a basic agreement with the Vatican, further strengthening what the communique of the Holy See press office called the excellent relations between the Holy See and Montenegro, which have existed since the country first gained its independence. The agreement concerns, in particular, the juridical status of the Catholic Church and of her main institutions within civil society. Conversations Friday between Cardinal Bertone and the Prime Minister also provided an opportunity for a fruitful exchange of opinions on the current international situation in the perspective of European and Euro-Atlantic integration. Attention dwelt on the commitment of the Montenegrin government to promoting peace and harmony among the different peoples and religious confessions present in the country. The parties also expressed their desire to continue constructive dialogue on themes of mutual concern for church and state. I'm Kelsey Brennan Wessels.